This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, during that intro, when he was talking about rocking the boat, that I'm a boat rocker, that was a famous preacher named Vernon John. That preceded Martin Luther King Jr. And you want to talk about an individual that stood his ground and did not move? Check out the movie, it's a true story. It's almost a documentary movie is what it is. Vernon John. Again, check it out. He said, I'm a boat rocker. I said during that time, friends, that if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. This is how it works. Either you're going to enforce the law against criminals, or criminals are going to tear down the law. And you're going to have a lawless society, which is going to be turned into hell. Read Psalm 9:16 when you get a moment. Let me say that again. If you want to trouble the present, you can change the future. And the way that you do that, friends, is you deal with the lawless by enforcing the law, or you're going to allow the lawless to actually change the future by troubling the present for the wrong reasons, to establish lawlessness as they tear down the laws. So it's up to you. But you do need to understand that we have to do one or the other. We have to either enforce that law against crime, or we're going to allow criminals to tear it down. And that's exactly what we're seeing in this country today. Folks, what we're going to be talking about today is tell the truth and shame the devil. We have been talking about during the first, it was actually on Monday, we were talking about the ACLU, the American Civil Liberties Union. And my message here, friends, is to confront the oppressors. And remember, Roger Baldwin, the founder of the ACLU, American Civil Liberties Union, he was the one that said that the end of the ACLU is communism. Well, folks, it's time to deal with the oppressors. It's time to stand up against the oppressors. It's time to change the future by troubling the present, by enforcing the law against our oppressors. When you go to Judges 3, it says, now these are the nations which the Lord left to prove Israel by them, even as many of Israel as had not known all the wars of Canaan. Only that the generations of the children of Israel, God's kids, God's fighters, might know to teach them war. The Lord's teaching them to war. At the least such as before knew nothing thereof. And then he began to name off the five lords of the Philistines, the Canaanites, the Sidonians, the Hivites, and dwelt in Mount Lebanon from Mount Baal Hermon unto the entering of Hamath. And this is why he allowed them to remain. He said, and they were to prove Israel. God was proving his children by them, to know whether they would listen carefully unto the commandments of the Lord, which he commanded their fathers by the hand of Moses. So God actually allowed these corrupt kings to remain so God could prove his children in the battle, which contradicts. It runs in direct, stark contrast from what you're hearing from these effeminate pansies that are saying, oh, Lord Jesus, come quickly. Rapture us from responsibility, Jesus, is really what they're saying. I want to tell you something. They have not the Spirit of Christ. They don't know the Holy Ghost. They don't know the Comforter, which means in Old English to be pushed along in war. They know nothing of him. They have no idea why Paul called fellow Christians fellow soldiers. They have no idea why the Lord was called a man of war and that Jesus was called the Lion of the tribe of Judah. They have no idea why Jesus is called the captain of our salvation. They have no understanding of warfare whatsoever because the way that they take the meaning of the fruits of the Spirit are completely in a lawless sense. See, it's a joy that does not endure the cross. Read Hebrews 12 when you get a moment. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk about confronting our oppressors. And it's time, America, that we confront our oppressors. As a matter of fact, here's another oppressor. It's called Tell the Truth and Shame the Southern Poverty Law Center. Mark Potok, the director of, if you want to call it intelligence, but that's what he claims to be, the director of intelligence at Southern Poverty Law Center said, sometimes the press will describe us as monitoring hate crimes and so on. He said, I want to say plainly that our aim in life is to destroy these groups, to completely destroy them. So what do they do? Just like Joseph Goebbels, the propagandist, again, here comes Adolf Hitler. He's the one that used the tactic, the totalitarian tactic, accuse others of what you're guilty of. And of course, you can find that Satan is the author of the accusation because he's called the accuser of the brethren. Accuse them of what you're guilty of. Listen to me again. Accuse them of what you're guilty of is their tactic. And it's what you're seeing today through the Muslims, to the homosexuals, through the atheists, to the communists, whatever other group there is out there in America that claims that they want their rights to violate law. They're in the wrong country because they can't claim a right that God did not give them, correct? So what we're going to be talking about is dealing with our oppressors once again, confronting our oppressors and dealing with them. Because, again, like in Judges 3, friends, keep in mind, God is here to prove us. Over and over in the Old Testament, the Lord was here to prove us. In the New Testament, over and over and over, exhortation, exhortment, or edification, it all means to be proven, friends, as to who you belong to. And when you look at the cross of Christ, you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. So we're going to get to that in just a couple minutes, friends. What I do want to do is I want to get over to giving you the information as to check us out online and how to get online. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com and or sonsoflibertyradio.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump over to our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean, friends, double E on our Facebook, and my Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1. Again, my Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1, for what it's worth. As well, friends, I want you to jump over on the phone and give us a call at any time. Stick to the topic, please. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. And I want to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And as I'm teeing this up for the second, third, and fourth segment, I want you to listen carefully because love him or hate him, he was right when he said this. My concern is not whether God is on our side. My greatest concern is to be on God's side, for God is always right. Abraham Lincoln. Listen again. My concern is not whether God is on our side. My greatest concern is to be on God's side, for God is always right. Friends, I wanted to get into some of the things that were going on in the United States of America today. But I just want to give you this one tip. Folks, we're seeing betrayal from the Republicans pushing an anti-free speech bill written by an Islamic terror-linked group in America. So you know who's betraying you, America, and it's not who you think it is, right? You know those good guys that you keep talking about? Guess what? They are counterfeits. Don't be taken by their dissimulation, friends. A counterfeit covering. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we're asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Michael Bresciani. I'm the editor of the AmericanProphet.org. We originally begun to feature the articles and the materials of Bradley Dean, and we're just glad to have him. He has a strong vision for the nation and is witness to young people in his national tours to high school and college campuses.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I was just talking about joy right before the break, and I just love this stuff, because when you look at the flakes out there that call themselves Christians, friends, and you see that it's the furthest thing from who Christ is, well, just keep in mind, nobody rebuked them hypocrites more than Christ himself did. And in saying that, they take the fruits of the Spirit, and they take it way out of context, and it gets really flaky. See, and they talk about the fruits of the Spirit as if to suggest that they really know what they're talking about. And really what they are, friends, is they are carnal. And they have turned the fruits in the Spirit through lasciviousness, carnal lust, into reprobate man, into man's fallen state rather than into Christ's risen state. Let me just give you a scriptural analogy really quick. And let me give you some scripture just to kind of highlight what I'm talking about right now before we get to this topic concerning Tell the Truth and Shame Southern Poverty Law Center, as we are empowered today to confront our oppressors. When you go to Hebrews 12, it says this. It says in verse 2, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Listen to this again. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. So who's the author and the finisher of our faith? Who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross. These people today are crossless. And they talk about a joy. And the joy that they find is without the cross, not enduring the cross. Do you understand? Because for them to endure the cross, they actually call it the devil. They blaspheme the Holy Ghost is what they do, friends. Because they've been taught well in this country to do so. As a matter of fact, I just seen one the other day, this lunatic preacher out of Australia talking about how the Holy Ghost never points out people's sin or their wrong. Matter of fact, this guy couldn't even tell you what sin is. Sin is the transgression of God's law, and they're lawless, and that's the problem right there. Folks, the Holy Ghost does nothing but to come convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. John 16, verse 8, read it when you get a moment. Only countering the hypocrisy and the heretics of the day today here in the Sons of Liberty. LibertyRadio.com. But here we go again. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Now it says, for consider him, Jesus, that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be wearied and faint in your minds. He said, you haven't resisted unto blood, America, striving against sin. And have you forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children? I'm speaking to the Christians. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord. Chasten means to inflict pain or suffering, to humble or to improve, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loves, he chastises and scourges every son whom he receives. Now, isn't that interesting? Now, what is this all about? Well, if you go without chastisement, the scripture tells us that you're not a partaker, you're a bastard and not a son. Furthermore, we had fathers of our flesh who corrected us and gave them reverence. Shall not we also much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but God, the Father, and Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Now, no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Friends, I cannot even tell you firsthand of experience. I cannot even tell you how many people I've known that I've worked with in the past. They claimed that they know Jesus Christ, but they despised the cross. They hated the cross, like that of Judas, who betrayed the Son of God with a kiss. See, they'd always agree with Jesus, but when it was time to bear the cross, Judas was the first to betray him. I see these all over the place. When hard times come, when the cross comes, when trials and tribulations and afflictions come, they're the first ones gone. I want to tell you something, friends. Get away from them. They're not worth anything. They're more of a problem than they are there to help you in the call of God. And what I'm saying here, friends, is I see them, people, all of the time. You're better off without them than you are with them. If you got a call of God and you do it all by yourself, just like Charles Spurgeon said, the more that I go on with the things of God, he said, the lonelier I become. Yes, friends, be like that of James and John and Peter. Those that sat next to the Christ, those that heard the Christ. See, there's a consecration and there's a setting apart. And we're called to be them people for his glory. Let us be found in that lot in Jesus' name. Amen? Cool. If I was in a black church right now, you know what they'd be saying. You do. Bradley Dean, bring it down. Yes, we're kicking the heaven out by the power of the... Or I'm sorry, kicking the hell out. Forgive me. H-E double hockey sticks, kicking the hell out and getting the heaven in by the Holy Ghost. Amen? Folks, tell the truth and shame the Southern Poverty Law Center. I want you to listen to the voice, the wretched, reprobate, corrupt, and wicked heart of Mark Potok, the director of intelligence at Southern Poverty Law Center. Because, friends, what we're talking about right now is confronting our oppressors. The SPLC is set as a communist organization through totalitarian methods, and it's interesting the media gives voice to these people constantly in an attempt to legitimize them. But over and over and over and over again, friends, they've been discredited. They have no credibility whatsoever, but for some reason or another, like many corrupt politicians, but for some reason or another, there is the media to put the mic right up to their devilish mouths, right? Yep, here we are again. Mark Potok. Sometimes the press will describe us as monitoring hate crimes and so on. He said, I want to plainly say that our aim in life is to destroy these groups. They want to destroy groups, America, that don't fall in line with their dangerous doctrine of lawlessness. He said, our aim in life is to destroy these groups, to completely destroy them. Isn't that crazy? As a matter of fact, did you know that this group, now just showing you again who's siding with these people, did you know that the homosexual activist group Southern Poverty Law Center is now attempting to infiltrate the public school system with their newly designed entry-level diversity program called Mix It Up Day? And the goal of Mix It Up Day is to force the acceptance of homosexuality in public schools. Keep in mind, friends, let me remind you of this. If I can demoralize you, I've got all control over you. Let me say it again. If I can demoralize you, I have control over you because you just gave up the sovereignty of Christ in your life. We put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. We don't submit ourselves to sin. It was King David that said, Lord, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. He said, Lord, order my steps and establish my thoughts and let no iniquity, lawlessness have dominion over me. And it also tells us in the book of Romans 6, it says, know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. But then he goes on to say right after that, but God be thanked that you've obeyed that form of doctrine that's been given unto you. Amen. Yeah, and it reminds me of the book of James where he says, blessed is the man that keepeth the commandments of the Lord, friends. Blessed is the man. And it's so interesting to me, friends. I'm just going to go there right now just for a moment. And it's interesting to me how we think that, well, when we use the law of God, that it just drives away all hope, which it does because the law condemns. And we know that grace justifies, the gospel justifies if we believe in the gospel, right? And we also know that we do what we do because, not because we're trying to work out our own salvation to get saved. No, we do what we do because we are saved. Again, the law condemns, grace justifies. For some reason or another, friends, it's just taken a moment to come up here. But here I go right now. It says, blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he's tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. So who are those that overcome? Those that are born of the Spirit, John 3:3. Who are those that overcome? Well, what is it that overcomes the world? Even the faith of the Son of God. Going back to Galatians 2:20. I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me, and the life that I now live in the flesh, I live in by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. And then if I go over to 1 John 5, it tells me what is it that overcomes the world? Even our faith. Who gave us that faith? Jesus Christ did. But it says this, it says, blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he's tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Let no man say when he's tempted, I'm tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. That's James 1:12-15. And if you go to the end of Romans 6, you'll see that the end of sin is death. So what we want to do is avoid that at all costs. So we pray and ask the Lord to give us more grace that we might overcome. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. We're made more than conquerors through him that loved us, so on and so forth. Now, I was just highlighting the fact that if I can demoralize you, I can control you. Well, that's exactly what these groups are put into place for. The homosexual activist group Southern Poverty Law Center is attempting to infiltrate public school systems with their newly designed entry-level diversity program called Mix It Up Day. And again, keep in mind the goal of Mix It Up Day is to force the acceptance of homosexuality into public schools, which is a felon in every state in this country. By the way, friends, even at elementary and junior high levels, let's even take it down a step further. Even preschoolers, friends. I have two daddies. This is what they're teaching kids. And look who's on the heels of the homosexuals, friends. Those that come into this country that mean to plunder, to kill, steal, and destroy John 10:10. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Yeah, with yours truly, Bradley Dean, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Going off of Judges 3 right now, I woke up with this information the other day, and it's like I've been getting downloads like that, and it's like, okay, Lord, I'll do whatever you want me to do, and how it is that you want me to do it, because I know that you gave commandments and not suggestions. And it brought me over to Judges 3, and when I went over to Judges 3, it's like, that's exactly right. God is proving his children while we're being oppressed by the oppressors. God is proving his kids. He's proving the children of Israel, God's fighters, his children in Christ, to see if they'll keep his commandment or no. God seeks those whose hearts are perfect towards him, that he might show himself strong on our behalf. As a matter of fact, friends, keep in mind, Jesus, he said, greater works will you do than I did because I go unto my Father. And it's interesting how many people make up excuses as to why they're fruitless. I mean, they're a curse. They're a reproach to mankind rather than a blessing to mankind. It's the church's job to bring the answers to the world, not the problem to the world. Now, it is our job to show us that we've offended God by showing people his moral law. But we've offended God, Acts 20, verse 21. And when we realize that we've offended God and his moral law, Exodus 20, that drives us to the foot of the cross where it can do no more. Galatians 3:24, it says that wherefore the law is our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ that we might be justified by faith. See, but the fact of the matter is, friends, God is proving his children today. And that's why we have these oppressors around us, because there's a new generation coming up and saying, Lord, we'll take your call, because the Lord desires that he's proven. He wants to be proven. He wants to show himself. He said, the Lord said, call unto me and I will answer and show you great and mighty things in which you know not. There's no excuses, friends. We're going to do greater works. If you want to see the God of Moses, do what Moses did. Follow the Christ, 1 Corinthians 11:1. If you want to see the God of David, do what David did. Follow the Christ, 1 Corinthians 11:1, John 14:6, 1 Timothy 2:5. It's not difficult. We're called to keep our eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of our faith. And that's why we're oppressed, is because the people have failed to do so. And they're being given over to their enemies because they have failed to be proven to stand up and keep God's word. And right now what we're doing is we're talking about another one of these oppressors that need to be confronted, and it's the Southern Poverty Law Center. Here's another organization, how they have lawful standing, friends. It's all premised on a lie. They're attacking. They're committing literal jihad on anybody that speaks out against what's a felony according to our Constitution. And for some reason or another, the American people believe that they have a right to do so. No, they do not have a right to violate law. Now, I was just talking about how the Southern Poverty Law Center is attempting to infiltrate the public school system with a program, a diversity program called Mix It Up. Hey, folks, they listed schools on their website who are participants of Mix It Up. This is the Southern Poverty Law Center. Did you hear what I said? The group went ahead and listed the schools on their website who are participants of Mix It Up and Mix It Up Day. They went ahead and listed all the schools on their website as to who are participants of Mix It Up Day in public schools. See, the problem was, friends, there wasn't all of schools that were going to be a part of Mix It Up Day. See, the SPLC was reprimanded. Again, here they get it. They just get a slap on the hand. Soft judges produce hardened criminals. The SPLC gets a little slap on the hand and says, don't do it again. But if this was the other way around, friends, they would call for blood. See, the problem they're having is they don't have any lawful standing. But the SPLC added schools to their websites that were not participants of Mix It Up Day. See, this goes back to the Saul Alinsky tactic, caused the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. They don't have the support, not lawfully nor in numbers, friends. Just like Barack Hussein Obama, he never had the support. It was all premised on a lie. Hillary Clinton, she never had the support. It's all premised on a lie. They will always do what you let them get away with. And it's exactly what they're doing. Just like the SPLC, the oppressors. Confront the oppressors, America. SPLC was reprimanded and exposed by administrators of public schools because they falsely listed their schools as participants without authorization or permission. Hey, folks, SPLC, ACLU, so on, I can give you a whole list of them. They've been doing this for years in this country. What they're doing, folks, they have no lawful authority. They have nothing to authorize what they claim to have authority in. And I want to say this, never command, friends, what you cannot enforce. And what's sad about this is these organizations are commanding what they can enforce because they don't have the law. And so what they do is they premise it on a lie by bringing up a lawsuit to sue anybody that doesn't fall in line with their lawlessness. And because the people don't go do their homework, guess what? They fall right in line with it. Losing your freedoms. Now what are they doing, friends? I told you during the break, right before the end of last break, I believe it was, that do you realize that America, you're taught to believe that the good guys, for example, are the Republicans, right? Betrayal. Republicans push anti-free speech bill written by Islamic terror-linked groups. This is what's going on. This is Town Hall this morning. You're being betrayed on a 24/7 basis, America, by the supposed good guy that doesn't enforce the law, and yet that's what he promised he would do. Republicans push anti-free speech bill written by Islamic terror-linked groups. Well, let's go back to this group, talking about dealing with, confronting with our oppressors and dealing with them. Since when do the Muslims have the law on their side to go ahead and oppress your free speech? They don't. And by the way, neither do what you would call the Democrats, and neither do you what you would call the Republicans. Neither do you what you would call the Supreme Court or any other judge in the United States of America, nor the media have a right to suppress free speech. But now the Muslims are so emboldened by what the homosexuals have done, by what the SPLC has done, by what the ACLU has done, that they feel that they can go ahead and do it because they know that the American people will do nothing. Just reported to you yesterday, a white woman in Minneapolis was shot dead reporting to a police officer, speaking to a police officer in her pajamas. She was reporting a rape. This was all on a 911 call. The first Muslim Somalian police officer in the 5th District, where Keith Ellison presides over, unlawfully, might I add again, shoots her dead multiple times. You know what people are saying today after they heard about that? Where's all the uproar from the media? You're not going to get it from the media. The media is the enemy in this country. Where's all the uproar from the good people in America? That's the question I have. Where is the protest from the people in this country that sit back and make light of the fact that you have what you would call the left at work trying to upend your sovereignty to give it to an enemy called the Muslims in the United States of America? And folks, laugh if you will. Laugh if you will, but do your homework and go over the last 17 years I've been on radio, and you can go ahead and sing the same song that I've been singing for a long time and others have as well. It just takes them about 15 to 17 years to finally catch up that what I've been saying from the Word of God is exactly what's coming down the road. Now we're in it. Had a guy call me up one time and said, Bradley, man, I remember when we were doing all those schools, all those things that you were saying. He goes, I used to think you were crazy. He said 14 years later, he said everything that you were talking about was spot on. Of course it is, because this is what the Lord says is going to happen to a people that refuse and depart wickedly from Him, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So you go ahead and laugh, you and your little bad selves, America. Because if you think that this whole Islamic thing is a game, they are using the Muslims to oppress, to suppress, to upend your sovereignty. They're infiltrating your country today, double time under Donald Trump. So there gets to a point, folks, where your backs are up against the wall and there's nothing that you can do to resist. And now that you have the freedom to resist, you do nothing. You do absolutely nothing. Hey, friends, Protestant has meaning. Protestants has meaning. Where are you at? An individual from a Middle Eastern country that we have been told for the last how many years? We've been under a jihadi threat. Now we have the media and your representatives handing everything over to these people, namely your tax dollars to pay for them to come into our country and live off us for free. 91% of those Muslims coming into this country are receiving free food stamps. 68% are receiving cash welfare. You go into Minneapolis, which just happens to be one of the biggest populations of the Somalians that can bring you right over there. It's interesting how many of them have brand new cars, and they ain't working. And this is during the day. And guess who's paying for it, America? You are. And guess who's giving it to them, friends? The federal government and corrupt representatives. That's who's giving it to them. Now let's go to the responsible party. Who's allowing them to do it? You are, America. Going back to this Muslim cop. How does that work, America? How does Keith Ellison work, America? How did Barack Hussein Obama work, America? You're giving it over to your enemies. You're not even resisting. You're just saying, oh, they know better than we do. Let them do what they'll do. Hey, folks, where's all the uproar about this lady reporting a rape in an alley in Minneapolis yesterday, speaking to a cop, and the Muslim pulls his gun out and starts shooting her multiple times? For reporting a crime. What do you need, America? What do you need? Really? God's proven his children, and it doesn't matter if there's a majority, because we know that God always uses a minority, and I know there's a minority that trusts God enough to actually preach his word uncompromisingly, regardless of what the mass majority does. And that is absolutely nothing, because they don't want anybody to interrupt their little selfish lives, do they? A woman killed by a Muslim cop. And the conservatives of the day are asking, where's all the uproar in the media? Are you kidding me? You're asking the enemy, the devil, for an uproar concerning what he's happy about, what he's advocating? You've got to be kidding me, friends.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is James White.
And I'm Jason Van Tatenhove.
And we're from the Liberty Brothers Radio Show and thelibertybrothers.com. You know, we've had the pleasure of interviewing many fine guests on the Liberty Brothers. One of my favorites, Bradley Dean. I really appreciate his dedication and his fire.
You know, the guy's just an inspiration to us all.
He is. So please make sure you check out Bradley Dean on sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to
go? Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Welcome back, friends, to the Sons of Liberty final segment. You know, it's interesting. It's been my job since day one to give the uncompromising message of the Word of God and the Constitution and expose what the American people accept. And I want to tell you what, it's frustrating. But I want to say this. You can't win an award if you don't fight to get it. And the Bible says we're to fight the good fight of faith. I mean, to tell you to stand up and fight and protest and resist what's going on in this country is our God-given right. It's our God-given duty. We are obligated to do that, and we do that out of thankfulness. But I have to get on the radio and convince Americans to stand up for the freedoms that was bought at such a dear price. But you know what? These same people that look at me and listen to me and say, man, he's pretty radical. He's pretty extreme about what he says. These are the same people that are at a football game with half their body naked, half yellow, half purple, with horns on their head, screaming for the quarterback to get a touchdown. I mean, look at that. Look at that model. Or at a baseball game where they're entertained out of their freedoms. Well, the guy throws the ball, and he hits it with a piece of wood over the fence, and they go they're outside of themselves. Or what about this one? A guy practices for thousands of hours to hit a little round ball in a hole, and he has literally thousands of people walking behind him on a golf course, shouting him down and praising him for hitting that ball into the ground. But notice who they follow. Look at the idolatry involved here. Look at how they'll act concerning their favorite sports figures. Look who they'll follow. They'll wear his t-shirt. They'll wear his hat. And then we'll shout to no end. They'll lose their voices, friends, in admiration. I want to tell you something. That which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. You have your priorities messed up, America. And there's the sponsors, and there's the televisions. Folks, we went to have breakfast the other day, brunch, at a restaurant. Go inside, there's literally 14 TVs in one room while we're trying to eat. I said, we're not going there again. I said, I can't even talk to my kids or my wife. You're completely distracted with what? The things that they will make up to divert your attention from the things that matter the most is incredible to me. Don't ever, America, for those that are caught up into that game, don't ever go around trying to tell people that you think you got it going on. Take heed that you stand lest you fall, because you have already fallen. I mean, that is about the most foolish thing I've ever seen in my life. It really is. A bunch of full-grown men in tights fighting over a pig ball, and babies are being murdered. They're advocating everything under the sun with the help of those that are praising their favorite sports figures who sit and do nothing but praise their gods, because that's what they are. Oh, and P.S., might I add, the Muslims, I don't know if you know this or not, America, but the Muslims have said the American people's new gods is sports. It's time to invade. And so they are. And so they are. I mean, I could talk about this for the next 3 hours today, friends. But, you know, it's interesting. Those sports figures of yours, they wouldn't be making the millions and millions of dollars had it not been for the people that are too stupid to figure out what's going on in this country. Football and beer, they were easily deceived, said Orwell. They were easily deceived. Yep. Bible says we are to have our eye is to be single, not double. It's to be single, and it's to be fixed on the Christ as we follow him, who liberates men in magnifying his law in righteousness. Yeah, Hebrews 10, Psalm 40, read both of them, Old and New Testament. There you have it. Read Matthew 5 when you get a moment. Read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. You don't find Christ abrogating that moral law anywhere. But America has, and they live accordingly, and we can see the fruit of it, can we not? Yes, we can. All those sports figures, friends, they're fighting. They're fighting for the almighty dollar, aren't they? Every one of them's at work fighting to be the best at their craft, whatever it may be. Isn't it interesting, too? You look at, you go to, I remember going to a football game when I was a kid. I went to one Vikings game in my whole life, and I sat there. There were 60,000 people inside of this auditorium, inside of this arena is really what it was. And I remember sitting there looking at these people, watch the quarterback and the coach. And all 60,000 people, if the football player on the field, namely the quarterback, made a mistake, everybody would boo him. And if the coach lost more than three or four games, the people in Minnesota, they would want him removed. They would want him crucified and replaced. But not when it comes to our freedoms, America. And isn't it interesting, those that are complaining about what those on the field are doing, isn't it interesting, the doers are on the field, and those that are not doing and judging unrighteously, are on the bleachers. Isn't that amazing? They're sitting there telling the guy in the field what he should be doing. And you got a guy 300 or 400 pounds with a beer in his hand and a hot dog in the other one, and he's telling the football player what he should be doing. Oh, folks, I run into this all the time. Because I'm so harsh. I'm so disciplined. See, the soul of an army is discipline, said George Washington. And I want to tell you, so it is with the things of the Spirit of God, because we are to be found in holiness, righteousness, goodness, and truth, which is the fruit of Jesus Christ. Ephesians 4 and 5. Be ye holy as I'm holy is a commandment, friends. It's not a suggestion. Let's take it beyond nominal Christianity in America, because I'm tired of it. I got 3 minutes left. Tell the truth and shame the Southern Poverty Law Center, who wants to throw their weight around. They want to commit jihads. They want to point their finger at people they want to attack. It's just absolutely amazing, and they're still out there doing it, friends. Morris Dees, SPLC's founder, did legal work for the KKK. This is an organization that the media wants to normalize. Morris Dees, SPLC's founder, did legal work for the KKK, an arm of, by the way, the unconstitutional Democratic Party, if you want to talk about it, in 1961. And why SPLC continuously aligns themselves with communist organizations, who knows? But it doesn't matter in America, because the Americans believe they have a right to do it. No, they don't. You know what their method is at Southern Poverty Law Center? See, our message today is judges three, friends. Our message today is to confront our oppressors lawfully. It's our job to do so. If you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. And the way that you're going to trouble the present is enforce the law against their crimes. Because if you don't, they're going to trouble the present by trying to tear them down. You know what their method is? Pick the target, freeze it, personalize it, and polarize it. Cut off the support network. How many times, folks, we did 360 public high schools. When the media would come after us, they would throw us on the front page of three states down south. They would make up what we said. Of course, they'd take it out of context. And that's why we had to film every single program we ever did. Because when they would do that, we would take it back to them and we would tell them as to what they're going to do now or else. Because we have three law teams on our side that will deal with them lawfully. Because why? We never lost the right. See, this is what they do. They pick the target, they freeze it, then they personalize it. You know who would attack us more than even the state-controlled media, friends? The professed church. You want to know why they didn't want us going into the high schools? Because they didn't. See, they don't like to be undone. See, you know why the Pharisees and the Herodians had Christ crucified? Because they were afraid to lose their place and their position, it tells us in John 11. Read it. Right after he blew Lazarus out of his grave. And he's fixing to blow all of our grandparents out of their grave soon enough. And by the grace of God, I want to be there as well. But just think about that. They didn't want to lose their place or their position. How many people in the professed church today? That's the problem right there. They ostracize guys like me because they don't want to be shown off. They don't want anybody bringing fruit back because they never have. Do you know that this ministry has never asked for support with vision on paper and saying, hey, look, at this is what we want to do? Do you know that we've always went back and shown them what we have done and said, this is what's next. Would you like to be a part of it? By the way, would you please consider supporting this ministry? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can donate online. Because we have enough fruit around this ministry that it sometimes rains so much fruit. And why is that? Because the Father is glorified through the Son, John 15. And we are the Son. And if you get a moment, also read Matthew 5:16, and you'll understand why we do what we do. But friends, we need to stand up against the oppressors and lawfully enforce what we have on our side. Enough.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.